Good morning and welcome to Grace Bible Church. Please open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. This is a time in our service when we prepare to take communion. Communion is a time of remembrance. It's a time we remember Jesus. We remember that through his blood we have the forgiveness of our sins, our redemption. You're going to eat some bread and drink some juice, which represents Jesus' body and his blood. This is to remind us that Jesus paid the price for our sins, that he died in our place. He paid the price for our redemption. Let's read Colossians 1, verses 13 and 14. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Please pray with me. Father God, you are the one that said, let light shine out of darkness. And you are the one who made your light shine in our hearts. Father, your grace is sufficient for us, and your power is made perfect in our weakness. As we take this time this morning to remember our rescue and to remember our redemption, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you would search our hearts and reveal any unconfessed sin that you find in us. Help us, Father, to come before the communion table in a worthy manner. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Paul begins this letter by telling the believers in Colossae that he thanks God for them and that he prays always for them because he has heard of their faith in Christ and their love for the saints and the evidence of God's grace bearing fruit in their lives. He prays for their continued strengthening in the gospel, with all power, for endurance and patience, with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has enabled them to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. This is the kingdom of truth and purity, where God himself dwells. Then he moves on to talk about redemption, to bring our hearts and minds to know what it means to be redeemed, to have the forgiveness of sins. Let us start by looking at verse 13. Paul says, for he rescued us. We see from verse 12 that the he in verse 13 refers to God the Father. God the Father is who rescued us. What were we rescued from? Paul says in verse 13, he, God the Father, rescued us from the domain of darkness. This domain of darkness is where Satan rules. And it's where we once lived in our godless, hopeless state. Verse 21 tells us that we were alienated, meaning we were separated from God. We were hostile to him, and our deeds were evil. We were separated from God, living in the domain of darkness. And verse 13 continues. God the Father rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us. He transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. And we would be transferred. And what would the transfer from darkness to the kingdom of his beloved Son require? Redemption. Redemption means to purchase, to redeem. It's a debt paid in full. The debt for the sins of all those who would be rescued and transferred by the Father would be paid for by Jesus, his beloved Son. Jesus Christ was both God and man. He lived a sinless life. He was crucified for the sins of those whom the Father rescues. God's righteous wrath was poured out on Jesus, our Redeemer, at the cross. This was the cost of our redemption. Jesus was then buried. And on the third day he rose from the grave. And he now sits at the right hand of the Father, granting forgiveness to all who would come to him in repentance and faith. This is the Father's Son, Jesus the Christ, in whom we have our redemption. There's nothing we did or could ever do to contribute to our rescue from the domain of darkness. No matter how hard we try or how hard we work, we cannot transfer ourselves to the kingdom of His beloved Son. The gospel denies the possibility of attaining salvation on our own. While we were dead in our sins and deserving eternal punishment, God rescued us. According to His mercy, by His grace, God transfers us from the domain of darkness to the kingdom of His beloved Son. Praise God for that. This rescue, this gift of redemption, is made possible only by God's grace, God's unmerited favor toward us. This time of remembrance, communion, is for the rescued, the redeemed. It's for those who have repented of their sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption. Believer, this is a time to examine yourself, to confess and repent of any known sin before partaking in communion. Now, if you're here this morning, and by your own admission, you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, we're so glad you're here. But again, communion is for the rescued, the redeemed. And we ask that you would just pass the bread and the juice by and not partake. If you would like to know more about what it means to be redeemed and a follower of Jesus Christ, please ask the person that you came with or talk with one of our elders. The men will now come forward. When you have spent some time remembering and are prepared, please take communion on your own.